Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Wardell. You ready?
I'm still hoping.
Babe, I think it's truly the right thing to do when they know you got the best, to let them know you'll never let go. I need to switch headphones. Anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day. Got my sister hanging out with me, Linda Carrier. What's up, Linda?
Hello. I came to take over the show for 2 minutes at a time.
Oh, 2 minutes at a time, you know.
There you go. First, I want to say, let me interrupt. Happy birthday, Wardell.
Thank you so much.
Wardell's day.
It's my party.
And I want everybody to know, they probably do,
That's sweet. That's very nice. And, you know, I've gotten some amazing, I mean, so people are saying some wonderful things and online and stuff. And it just really saddens me because, you know, it gets the, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all those, the social media gets such a bad rap. And some of it is deserving. But, you know, this here kind of love is wonderful. And it just feels so good. I wish we could keep it on the level of appreciating and loving each other instead of, you know, what's causing all of the issues and stuff with what happens and people are bullying each other. And, you know, it's kind of sad. But anyway, I want to keep it optimistic. And I just want to say thank you so much for those wonderful comments. And, you know, birthday wishes is a blessing to me. And also I want to thank you guys for... Also, you know, all your condolences for the Shelby family. I think that was beautiful, and you guys were awesome. And so thank you so much, as they are still, you know, dealing with that tremendous loss in our brother, Linda, and myself, our brother, William Shelby, from the group Dynasty. So we're trying to, I'm trying to get, you know, on the other side, and we have to trust God in it and believe that, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's in charge. And so we respect that and remember that and do our best to move forward and be our best. So that's what we're going to do here. Today is my birthday. I'm going to have a good time working out and running around. And so if you guys are ready to get that cardio going, y'all know Solar wants to dance, and that's what this is all about, right? So my brothers, get off the couch. And so for my friends overseas, it's already evening for you guys. But for my friends in California and in Hawaii, y'all still down. Get up. I know it's been a tough week, right? Everybody's like, listen, I'm just going to chill today. And that's cool and everything, but just make sure you take care of yourself, because it's better for us to take care of ourselves while we can than to put, you know, a burden on our children or our friends or, you know, the government to take care of us. We should do our best to take care of ourselves. And that's what this is all about. And really, I kind of, you know, my doctor told me, you know, what I needed to do. And so I'm just sharing it with you guys, just like my pastor tomorrow will tell me, you know, I will hear what he's talking about scripture and I'll share it with you guys. It's just, it's the same thing. I think good news is good to share. And so I believe that the information that I received from my doctor a couple of years ago before we started the show was great information. It's a lot of us brothers that are very hesitant. Women will go to the doctor on the way to going to do something. We don't want to be touched. We don't want to be poked. Most of the time we just say, you know what, it'll go away. I'll be cool. It'll go away. Women are like, hey, let me go check this out. And basically proven that women are outliving us because they do those things, because they take the necessary steps. So, guys, we could at least start with working out, right? But don't overexert yourself. And also, if you're going to do it, don't just do it once a week. Do it at least 3 times a week, because once a week is just as bad as not doing that at all. It's hard on your heart, all right? So I need you guys. Yeah, but also consult with a doctor, because I am not. I'm just Wardell. I know nothing about what I'm just doing what I do, and I'm sharing with you what I do. But consult with a doctor, because I believe that's how we lost a couple of our friends that, you know, did not do those things. So before you start a hard workout, make sure you consult with your doctor, please. Anyway, Linda, any advice, anything you want to share in regards to health?
It really is about feeling good. We all want to simply feel good. And to do that, I mean, to feel good, there are just some basic things that we have to start with. Being honest with ourselves, like you're saying, get off of the couch. Yeah, you can't live on the couch or, you know, work really hard all week and then that's it. You know, you're down for the count. You really have to, move. You have to, you know, me and food, you have to really eat well. And those basic things, those building blocks of the body really will get you going. Because people used to ask me, but have discipline about eating all the time? And I said, because I don't want to suffer. It's simple.
There you go.
So I don't want to suffer. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to, you know, feel nauseated. I don't want anything. So I'm going to be disciplined in life, and you can make that be fun. So it really is about just starting from that perspective that, hey, I don't want to suffer, so I'm going to learn about this. I'm going to learn about, you know, how to help my body feel well, because the physical part is all the parts, the physical part and the mental part, the psychological part, are both really essential, and the physical affects the psychological. So you're going to feel better in all ways, even if you're dealing with something difficult, if you take care of the machine that is our body. So, you know, help celebrate with Wardell. I'm taking over just to say this for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wardell really is as loving a guy as you hear every day, that all of you are obviously writing to and writing about. He really is someone who is that warm in his personal life, who's that warm to his family, who appreciates his wife, his children, his relatives, and his friends on the same level. He is really that warm a guy. It's not a radio concoction. He's not a character. He really is that good a guy. And he's been family to me for decades. We just met in the world, and that was that. And we have continued to negotiate and to respect and appreciate our friendship, our relationship, forever. So that's the good thing about life. So that, you know, that is a symbol to you, or a reminder, or just like you, to share warmth with the people you care about. It's as simple as that. I mean, he really is as interested, as concerned, and goes the extra mile. He really is that guy.
Wow.
He really is. So it's wonderful to be able to come and say happy birthday to him. He deserves that. And there is no taking away from the sadness of the past week. That doesn't take away from the joy of the moment. Like he said, all of it, that's the stew we're in, the soup we're in. We love, and those relationships change, move from earth to the dimension we don't know about yet. But we celebrate the moments we had. Wardell was a great friend to both Richard and William, and it's affected him. Their passings have affected him as they would any family. And so that's something we celebrate, that we had the opportunity to love and laugh and hug and, you know, walk down that pathway of life that is never just easy. Never.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate knowing this is a workout show. So, you know, get up and dance, because that's great exercise. And eat a killer salad, how about, with some great protein and a lot of mixed greens. So if you like fish or chicken or whatever your protein source, put some really different color great greens in there, and other colors, okay, of vegetables, and have a great lunch or a great light dinner. Have fun with Wardell and celebrate his day with him, because he truly is a good guy that you have in your life. So have fun. And that's I just wanted to say a little bit. I'm sure I think of something else. So when I go, I hope you guys will let me come back today and say a little more. Or listen a little more.
You're always welcome, sweetheart. You're always welcome.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I see Nydra from Dynasty is trying to call as well, but she's not calling into the station. She's calling my personal cell phone, so I have to reach out to her. Well, will you
right.
let her know that I'm on the air if you talk to her?
Yeah, I will. I will do that now.
Okay, cool.
So she's so if I miss her this time, I will reach out to her and make sure she has the number. Nydra is our beautiful sister, and if I can't talk to her now, maybe on radio, maybe I'll be able to connect with you guys again later. But I will definitely give her the number.
Awesome. All right.
Yay.
Well, God bless and thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for all the amazing compliments and comments that you made to us today. We love you and we appreciate
you
very much, sweetheart.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you. I will call in a little later. I'll reach out to Nydra now.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Sure. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. So y'all ready to get going on Solar Records Radio? Let's get those booties moving. Oh, I want to tell you something. Greg, much love, brother. He says, I'm gonna make sure. Spread love instead of peanut butter. I love it. Spread that love instead of peanut butter, because so many of us do that, right? We want to eat, and that's all good. It's a beautiful thing. But anyways, let's get our bodies moving, and let's let Whitney take us there. Come on, guys.
Baby, let's fly.
Whatever you want from me.
guys. You know, that's the Whispers for the ones that don't know. I know you know. All right. And it's just so much fun for me. It keeps me going. That music is so, you know, just so enjoyable. It's so friendly. It's so easy on the air. It's easy on the groove. It makes you want to move and have a good time. And that's what I loved about the sound of Los Angeles music, the music that came out of that record company. We did have so much fun. If you were a witness to the show yesterday, as we were celebrating Solar yesterday, we had such a wonderful time just talking and about, you know, what William Shelby, his impact of Solar, and just how much fun we had in the studio. And even the CEO, Dick Griffey himself, would run down to the studio just to go in the boxing room and have a good time with the fellas. Not all the time was it a good time, because Dick was a tough guy, so sometimes he'd come in with an attitude, right? I think he'd come to get the steam off of him. He's just like, I need to release some of the steam, and he'd come into the boxing room and hurt a couple of guys. And that was all good, though. We had a good time. It was fun, and we loved him, and we enjoyed just being a big family. And, you know, sometimes in the big family, you might have a bully, you know, you have a whiner, you know, you have, you know, people that, you know, quiet ones that don't say anything. And so you know how families are mixed up. That's just the way it goes, right? And so Dick, being the leader of the company, needed to have that role of being the tough guy, right? Because we all depended on him. So thank God for him. Anyway, and thank God for William Shelby for being a blessing to Solar and doing what he did. Anyway, I also want to share next week. It's going to be very interesting next week. We're kind of loaded next week. We have Tuesday, we're going to have, this is it, and, you know, Phoenix and I, we're going to have a great conversation with you in regards to whatever the topic is, and we usually kind of weasel our way through it and have a blessed time because our hearts are in the right place. And then we'll go into mixing it up. And then the next day, which is on Wednesday, we're going to have Sidney Justin he was Shalimar when Jeffrey Daniels and Jody Watley left. He and Mickey Free joined Howard Hewitt. And so, you know, you guys had to check that out. And then I believe, no, it was actually him and Delisa and Mickey Free when all of them left and they started their own Shalimar. It was very interesting. So, but also he is now the Miracles. He's part of the Miracles. And so they're performing all over the place. And so I had a nice long talk with him yesterday. He's going to come on and Wednesday on Indie Jazz Day and share what they are doing, the Miracles. And then on Thursday, we'll be back to This Is It in the first part. And then, you know, going down memory lane with Throwback Thursday. And then, and Thursday is loaded. And then we will be, Friday, we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles again. And we're going to have Carlos Green from The Deal. And he was actually supposed to be here on yesterday, but because of the loss of William Shelby, we pushed it back. We had to push him back a week. And so not just that, but also tomorrow is Carlos's birthday. So he is a Halloween baby. So happy birthday in advance, Mr. Carlos Green. God bless you, man. And but listen, today I have a wonderful person that's celebrating the birthday with me, too. Tom Brown. Tom Brown. Y'all remember Tom Brown? The saxophone man. Oh, man. And then also Otis Williams from The Temptations. Oh, man. And I had really a great conversation with Otis. We didn't even know. We were talking about everything under the moon and didn't even realize, because that's like, you don't talk about that. But I think we ended up talking about at the very end of the show, something happened and said, well, that's my birthday. I'm like, well, hold on, wait, that's my birthday too. And so that was awesome. I have talking with him, the last living Temptation, and what a blessing it was to be able to interview him here on Soul Records Radio. But anyway, guys, so with that being said, let's keep the music going and let's go back to the Temptations.
Eight. T-I-S, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's lacking them? Never be will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Struck the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Thank you. you gon' have to back it up. If I get too loud, sugar, come on, I might never come down. I might never come down.
We got 5 more minutes just to hit it hard. 1 hour straight of just all up-tempo songs. And you know what? For the second, for the end of the show, I'm just going to slow it down. I'm going to do the love zone because it is my birthday and I want to show some love. All right, guys. So thank you so much. And I want to thank Eric for calling in and saying happy birthday. You know, and also I want to thank Nydra. Nydra from Nydra Silvers, Nydra Beard Silvers from Dynasty for calling in to say happy birthday. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys very, very much. And so let's just do this last up tempo and then we're going to break it down to the low level.
Her ears. possession, I would sit there from the garden to the mine.
Be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season, and that's why I like to say,
a flower.
me hold you tight. If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away fear. It would be so nice if only for one night.
So beautiful. Luther. Doing what he does, right? The master love songs. Whoa, man, oh, man. Anyway, guys, I hope all is well and you guys are good. And this is, we got about another 20 minutes left in the show. And, you know, we've gone into the love zone and I'm running around and going crazy over here. I have people coming here for my birthday. Oh, my God. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. And so I love the fact that we get to do this. I get to do this, play these songs for you guys. And I just love great love songs. And Solar Records gives me that opportunity to play these songs for you guys. This is an old classic, man, that just like goes on and on forever.
I look too good to be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean, my pool warm. Just shake
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west.
I'm
Hello, who do we have?
Hey, how you doing? It's Julianne.
Hey, we have one minute left. The show is getting
okay.
out. That's so sweet of you to call. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yep, I just wanted to wish you a
happy birthday. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed, and I have so many amazing friends, and I really am happy because yesterday was a hard day, and today it is. You guys have lifted me up and made me happy. Yeah. So thank you, Julianne.
Well, that's
thank
true.
You so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Well, you're more than welcome. Well, if you want to close your show out, and I'll be talking to you later then.
Okay. God bless you. Have
okay.
a blessed weekend.
God bless.
Talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Father God, we thank you so much, and we just ask that you bless our friends, our listeners all over the world. You know their needs better than I do. We thank you so much for being who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Oh, Jesus.